Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about 6 untold threats facing the property market in 2025 and beyond. Before I embark on this topic, I'm a little skeptical if I should share this content with you. Why leh? Very simple. As you know, most of us are taught to be positive looking, to have a positive outlook in life. This also applies to the property market. Moreover, I'm in sales. The more I should be forward-looking, correct? However, I've been uploading 2 videos per week consistently over the entire 2024. And by the end of the year, I'll be doing my 104th video for this year. I can't stop wondering, what are the potential threats facing the property market after doing so many videos? How will this affect my property investment? How will this filter down the road? Who will be hit first? Can I find a safe haven to park my asset and remain unscattered? Here, don't skip this video. This may make or break your investment journey. Without further ado, let's go. Suppose you are still ignorant of the impact of artificial intelligence or AI in shorts on jobs. I think you better start to wake up and get ready for this brave new world. AI is set to affect employment in the years ahead. AI like ChatGPT has really changed the world we work or study. Google has also unveiled new AI software to build presentation, analyze and crunch data. This is the same for Microsoft to many other industries, from insurance to banks to government departments and many more. Artificial intelligence is always a controversial subject, especially when it can affect livelihood. Market analysts have predicted that AI has the potential to bring about numerous positive change in society, including enhanced productivity, improved healthcare, navigation, and so on. AI-powered technology can also help to solve complex problems and make our daily life easier and more convenient. However, it can also reduce the human touch where repetitive works are involved. Here, when companies adopt AI, do you think they still need the extra manpower for the same job? What are the kind of jobs that are most likely to be automated? Obviously, customer service representative. Just take a look at DBS Bank. They have embraced a full range of AI into their banking system. From credit card annual fees waiver to the opening of bank account. Most of the time, the queries and problems of customers are repetitive. Answering these queries does not require a high level of intelligence. Therefore, AI is the answer. This also applies to a full spectrum of other jobs functions, from receptionists, researchers, underwriters, retail staff, taxi driver, and yes, to even salesperson like me. My job can easily be replaced in the next decade. It's a matter of when. Hopefully by the time come, I'll be relaxing by the beach, enjoying my semi-retirement life, and hopefully still doing property videos on this channel. I think this is something that is already happening in the workplace. Due to high labor and operating costs in Singapore, certain job functions have already been outsourced overseas. Let me share with you a real example. I have a client who runs a successful SME. He has difficulties employing local accountants. A quick search online and you will find that a junior accountant will cost easily $4,000 to $5,000 per month. This is in Singapore dollars. Since he needs to hire a few of them, he decided to explore overseas. A quick search on Glassdoor, accountant salary in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, have an average salary of 4,500 RM per month. This worked out to be only $1,300 SGD per month. This is easily 3 times cheaper. This means he can employ 3 accountants in KL for the price of 1 in Singapore. Mind you, don't say they have no standard. I heard from my client that they are easily good and competent. They are indeed value for money. This also means that certain job functions can be relocated overseas due to technological advancement. Most of such jobs could be outsourced in the years ahead. Don't say it wouldn't happen. It has already happened. From a boss perspective, if I can reduce my expenses, this will translate to higher profit margin. That is why Singaporeans need to advance their skills by upgrading and transforming themselves. Our government has already spent tons of money setting up skill futures to train the workforce. Now, it's only your turn to take charge of your own career. I've already started to transform myself to embrace this brave new world. That is why I'm here. Anyway, SkillsFuture nor any government agency have paid me to promote them. This is only my little contribution back to the community. I think I mentioned this before in my earlier video, an aging population and its impact on property prices. Here, I wouldn't be repeating myself. For those who are keen, you can watch the video later on. However, what I wish to highlight is the proportion of citizens aged 65 has increased from 12.4% in 2014 to 19.9% in 2024. By 2030, around 1 in 4 citizens or 24% will be aged 65 and above. This is easily 1/4 of the population. What does this mean for the industry as a whole? Well, we will see more healthcare facilities from elder daycare centers to studio apartments. Do you think seniors will still be actively buying properties? Bank loan can only be loaned up to 65 years old. Moreover, most of them are not working anymore. How to borrow money? On the contrary, most of them will have plans to sell their properties and right size to a smaller one instead. That is why HDB even imposed a 15-month wait-out period for private property owners to buy HDB resale flats. An aging population will only mean one thing, more downgraders going forward. So, who will buy those properties in this place? Young people? Middle-class families? New citizens? PR or foreigners? Needless to say, geopolitical risks have the potential to impact the global economic outlook, influencing growth, inflation, financial markets, supply chains, and ultimately, jobs. Currently, the two wars at play are between Ukraine and Russia, and the other is between Israel and its Middle East neighbors. Don't underestimate its implication if a full war breaks out in these two regions. As usual, the stock market will rattle. Business sentiment will be less optimistic. The employment rate will stay flat or even retrenchment for the affected industry. Bonuses will become pay cuts instead. Consumers will tighten their wallets due to job insecurity, and the list continue to spiral downwards. Property buyers will hold back the purchase. Property developers will clear stock by doing the Great Singapore Sales. Attractive incentives will be carried out that has never been seen before. For property owners that over-leverage or face job insecurity, the first thing in mind is to dispose of their property before it gets worse. Fire sale will occur. Desperate seller will attract desperate buyers. You ask for 2 millions? Sorry, these low baller wouldn't mind their words. They will offer you 1.5 million instead. Take it or leave it. Subsequently, fear will ripple through the market. The entire property market will go into depressing mode. And in typical fashion, there will be lobby to remove ABSD, relax LTV, and reduce GLS size. All this will be done to uplift the property market. As you know, history repeats itself once again, and the property market will recover in no time. Happy homeowners, happy voters, happy politicians. Whether you like it or not, this is the game. I believe if you are traveling around Singapore, you will see HDB BTO flats being built or are still building in most housing estates. In fact, in 2024, HDB launched 21,000 new flats comprising 19,000 BTO flats and 1,500 flats offered under the sales of balance flats exercise in February 2024. As stated, HDB remained on track to launch a total of 100,000 flats from 2021 to 2025. 100,000 flats are really a lot. If you divide it by 500 flats per condo project over 5 years, this means HDB is building 40 new launches per year. And the best part, they are so damn affordable. I doubt I need to say anymore. Those that have booked any of the flats, sure be quiet. Anyway, HDB has mentioned they incur higher expenditure in financial year 2023 to keep public housing affordable. In the financial year 2023, HDB incurred a net deficit of 6.7 billion before government grants. This deficit is higher than the 5.38 billion deficit incurred in financial year 2022. This means when HDB, the developer, is losing money, this means someone is making money, right? This someone is none other than those lucky buyers. What does this mean to the market? Well, eligible HDB buyers tend to skew towards affordable housings. This will indirectly lead to some to move away from the private market. When this happens, demand for private homes will be muted. HDB BTO flats, on the other hand, are highly sought after because of their practical living space, convenient location to low frills living. That is why 2 million resale flats are not unlikely by 2030. This also means another thing. What will these BTO flats owner do after fulfilling their MOP with their million dollar flats? Will they flood the private market? Will they sell one and buy two and push up transaction volume? Last but not least, the greatest impact on the property market could possibly come from the north. The rapid train system. The RTS is an elevated crossing between Johor and Woollen across the street of Johor. It will interconnect Woollen North Station in Singapore to the Bukit Changgar Station in Johor Bahru. The RTS link will help to ease causeway congestion, improve connectivity, and generate economic and social benefits. Revising cost of living, will Singaporeans move across the causeway to take advantage of the lower cost of living in JB? Will more Singaporean aunties and uncles use the RTS to buy their daily grocery at discounted prices? What about young and middle-aged adults? Will they be doing their hair, manicure, book wedding photo package to holding makan gatherings in JB instead? Will more work permit holders from Malaysia give up their rental properties in Singapore and move back? DBS has already published a note to say that up to 2.1 billion retail outflow once the RTS is in operation. This has not even factored in property purchase in JB and beyond. Just to give you some perspective on prices for those they are not aware. A typical resale 3-bedroom condo in Woollen is going for 1.3 million depending on its age, location and so on. For the new condo in Woollen, it has already touched 2 million for the 3-bedder. If we convert them back to RM, this is a whopping 4.3 million to 6.7 million RM. Wow, what can we buy in JB? Okay, you can easily buy multiple units of R&F Princess Cove at $1 million each. Don't want a condo? Okay, then let's go for a sub-sale landed properties in Johor Bahru for between 1.3 million to 1.9 million ringgit. Still don't want to buy because they are old? Mo man tai, yao lei, metal tak. This is a new terrace house for sale. It costs between 760,000 to 1 million ringgit. Take note, some of the properties in this area are not open to foreigners. Anyway, you get what I mean. That is why many of our Malaysian brothers and sisters who brave the traffic to come to Singapore to become our security guards, work in our hotels to cleaners. Don't look down on them. Who knows, they are living in a bigger and more luxury house than many of us. Yes, I know. At this junction, some of you here will say, Alan, you cannot compare like that. They are different. Yes, I know. They are obviously different. But a home remains a home. And the big disparity will just tempt one heart to move across to experience a different kind of lifestyle there. For me, I enjoy their laid-back lifestyle and friendly people. Malaysia has much to offer. With that, I've concluded my video. I hope I have shed some light on your property investment journey through the 6 untold threats I have shared with you. They are by no means comprehensive. Neither will they be so powerful to depress the property market like a bolt of lightning. Having said that, you never know, especially on the geopolitical tensions. However, I always feel they have a role to play in the coming years. This is something many of us may be unaware of. Here, as any savvy property investor, we must always be aware of what is happening around us. We must always be prepared for unforeseen situations that crop up and derail our plans. That is why my video is all about educating, enlightening, and empowerment. No hard selling. Steady, right? Where to find? If you have benefited, please kindly help me to like, comment, and share it around. That is all I ask for. That's all. See you soon.